Michael Kelly, the columnist and editor-at-large of the Atlantic Monthly, who died along with a U.S. soldier in a Humvee accident in Iraq yesterday, felt that a lot of journalism has lost the power of narrative, storytelling. It's become bursts of sights, sounds, voices, and words crawling across the bottom of the screen like ants running after a cola spill. The power of storytelling is that it doesn't just jolt an audience and let them go. It brings them in to a story. Michael and I met when we were both covering the first Gulf War. This week I found a story he wrote in the New Republic as that war was winding down. Michael could often be sarcastic in his columns, but this dispatch was marked by warmth and understanding for people who'd been cast aside. Michael was in a van with other reporters when they saw a group of Iraqi soldiers stumbling down a highway. Most of them in their 30s and 40s, he wrote, unarmed, clearly underfed, unshaven, wearing only light uniforms. They held their hands high over their heads and nervously advanced a few feet as we got out of the car. "No, no," we said, "we're journalists." It didn't matter. The men begged to be taken in. "They were cold," they said in broken English. "We are afraid of Saddam," said one. "We fought, otherwise Saddam would hang our families, babies, girls, brother." They did it many times. Michael and the other reporters gave them bottles of water and chocolate bars and crammed the soldiers into their van and drove on until they could flag down a passing truck of Saudi soldiers who drew their guns when they saw Iraqi uniforms. Half a dozen prisoners, Michael wrote, began weeping in fear and begging for their lives. One prisoner whose Koran had dropped crawled over to retrieve it and clutched it to his chest for protection as he moaned and rocked back and forth. Another plucked frantically at his hair and his crotch in little agonies of terror and shouted for his God. But the Saudi troops eventually calmed down and gave the Iraqis packages of food, drink, and cigarettes. One young Saudi soldier soothed a distraught Iraqi by placing both hands on his shoulders and kissing him on the forehead. We left the prisoners in the care of a young Saudi lieutenant named Saud Otobi, whose beardless face shone with the pleasure of another glorious, bloodless victory. The column was called Kiss of Victory. Michael Kelly leaves behind his wife, Madeline, and two young sons, Tom and Jack. Michael believed strongly, we talked about it just a few weeks ago, that we live in a world in which his family could be harmed in a terrorist attack as unpredictably and capriciously as a soldier or reporter can be hurt in a Humvee accident. He died doing work that he believed stood for something and could make a difference in their lives.